Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
And it's already halfway through the week because Amanda and Barron are having conversations.
Yes, we are. And in studio with us is Michelle Ashley from Michelle Ashley Custom Cakes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm terrific.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you.
We've had you in four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us some new things that are going on.
So we are really focused on our specialty line. And right now, we are training our Afghan refugee that works for us. Her name is Shakila. We are training her on this special line with my pastry chef. It's gluten-free, vegan, keto, sugar-free.
Oh my gosh.
All the dietary things made from scratch.
Oh, my God. You can't. I don't feel like you can get that anywhere else.
No.
So what are some of the things that you guys make that are like keto? Because keto is a big one right now.
Yes. So we make a strawberry cream dream bar. I invented that recipe myself. It is amazing.
My glands are I'm salivating right now. That sounds so good.
I have also created our turtle dream bar in keto.
I've had that.
And it is amazing. Again, I created that recipe. We have brownies. We have carrot cake. We have lemon bars. We have cupcakes.
You said something a minute ago that I think the listeners need to understand. This is Michelle Ashley, not Ashley's. It's Michelle Ashley Custom Cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you created.
Yeah.
You can't get more custom than you created.
And normally when you have dietary needs like keto, gluten-free, sugar-free, all those things, you're very limited on your options.
That's right.
You
not
just gave
Michelle's.
Me a huge list.
And
good stuff.
Let me tell you what we thrive on. We thrive on our customers coming to us and voicing what they would like to see in our case, bringing us a special recipe.
There's a special recipe right there. Lucy has made her presence known. For those who don't know, we do tape in studio with Lucy, who has made her presence known. And we're going to have to pick up most of this in a half an hour because Lucy just stole the last 30 seconds of the show.
Sorry about that. She got a little spooked.
Y'all don't know that Lucy's with us.
All right, we're going to send it back to Dan Bongino, you guys, and we'll be back in about a half hour. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
And we were having a really good time laughing at your dog half an hour ago.
She's doing well.
Yeah. But more importantly, we have a bit of a famous person with us today.
Yes, we do.
And if you like custom cakes, you're famous.
Hello, Michelle Ashley.
And hello.
And remind the listeners again, where do they find you at? Where's your location?
I'm located inside the 45th Parallel Building, right on Hyacinth, facing Hyacinth. You can't miss it. Huge pink cupcake on the roll-up door.
Yep.
Kind of hard to miss the big pink
cupcake.
Kind
of hard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that you were talking about some gluten-free options and keto. I know for a lot of listeners, especially knowing the kicking cancer message and sugar, how that relates to the kicking cancer message, there's a lot of words that are sugar but you don't know, like fructose and glucose and high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
But there's an ingredient that you use that this paper in front of me has an acceptable sugar-like products for eating, baking.
That's right.
What do you guys use?
We use monk fruit. And the good thing about monk fruit is you can sub it out the same parts equal to sugar.
Really?
It bakes just like sugar.
Okay.
We also mill our own powdered. It just wasn't something that we could locate and purchase and procure.
Mm-hmm.
And so we make our own powdered sugar from it.
That's cool.
Great.
But I think the big message here for people is don't look at your location as, oh, here's all this sugary desserts, because there's options for people.
We have a whole line,
mm-hmm.
an entire line.
Well, and the other cool thing you guys do when it comes to custom cakes is you guys offer classes, don't you?
We do.
Tell me about the classes.
Do. So we actually have a Easter Bunny themed class coming up on Wednesday, March 27th at 4:30. I still have a few spots open for that.
Okay.
So that's next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
And is it next Wednesday?
Yeah. Trust me, it's next Wednesday.
Okay.
Just trust me, it's next Wednesday.
Okay. And then we also are looking for team building events. We would love to host a private cake decorating class for any employer out there that wants to treat their employees to a great time.
Oh my gosh, that'd be so much fun.
It's so much fun. And everybody's cake will look professional. I mean, I'm pretty good at giving guidance and teaching. And so at the end, if you have ever seen any of our Facebook posts, you can see that the cakes look pretty uniform and a bunch of smiling faces. We have a great time. I teach different techniques from fondant to different piping. So we will learn a few different aspects, including frosting a cake, which is really hard.
Well, we're gonna talk more about this in one of the future segments, but when she talks about this little team building event, Michelle and I had an idea that we didn't waste any time making happen. And
okay.
It would be May the 5th, and I really want to dive deeper into it. We're almost out of time, but it's kind of a team building event, and it's kind of Cake Boss from TV, too.
Oh, now I'm intrigued.
So
good.
Exciting.
So we'll tune in a half an hour and hear more.
All right. I'm sending it back to Dan Bongino, you guys, and we'll be back in about half hour with Michelle Ashley from Michelle Ashley's Custom Cakes. Stay tuned. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, the ABCs of KSLM Radio.
You know, a half an hour ago, we were talking about these really cool team building events that Michelle and I sat down together a few weeks ago, and I had seen a picture of some of these custom cakes that she's done, and they're really well done.
They're phenomenal.
And I said, you know, that looks like that show Cake Boss on TV.
Yes.
May the 5th is a Sunday. It will be hosted at Miller's Barbecue.
Okay.
And it will be sponsored by the Mavericks League, and Michelle Ashley Custom Cakes is sponsoring this event. And we are hosting our own version of Cake Boss.
Okay. Tell me more.
We're saying the word out to the public. You bake the cake at home to eliminate the cooking process, right?
Right.
Because it's not about the cooking. It's about the decorating.
Okay.
And Michelle's going to work out some details on how to get the people there. But when they show up, they have a half an hour to get set up, put your decorations, you know, whatever you're going to use. But you don't know what the theme is yet. You just know you're going to decorate a cake.
Okay.
Except I have all four managers from the team. So Tony Torcata, who came in with us.
Yeah.
And Scott Bender and all the managers are going to come in, and it's at 2 o'clock, go. Create a cake with a baseball theme.
So the theme's baseball?
The theme's baseball. Well, I just...
Wasn't that supposed to be a secret?
Well, yeah. So much for the secret.
So now at least they can plan.
Well, now they can plan.
Plan your biggest baseball-themed cake.
Okay. But they have 1 hour to take their raw product, which is a cake, and then make it look like the stadium, a baseball, whatever they want. And
so do you guys provide like the decorating?
Nope. They bring their own.
Okay.
Which is why this is a low cost event for us.
Okay.
When they're done, Michelle and her team will judge for style, and the managers from the team are going to judge for taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Matt's providing the facility.
Oh, I love it.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And I just blew it with the theme.
What you need to do, too, is you got to take pictures of everybody's cake and
post it. Oh, trust me. This woman, between her and Hannah from Matt Miller's, there will be tons of social media exposure to this.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to join.
Well,
you can.
Well, now you know the theme. Now you know the theme.
I get to cheat.
Practice.
But we thought, let's keep
I'm not going to air this one.
So really, our target audience for this is home cake decorators. If you have a passion for this at home, then by all means, be sure and listen. Check us out.
All right.
There will be a prize for this, too. So we'll get to that in a second.
All right. Good morning, you guys. It is Amanda and Barron, and joining us live in studio is Michelle Ashley from Michelle Ashley's Custom Cakes.
This has been really a fun
It has.
For those that missed a half an hour ago, Michelle and I announced this really fun event that's coming on May the 5th. It's a custom cake contest.
Yes.
What I didn't tell you half an hour ago is there's actually a prize.
Oh.
So there will be a prize for best style
mm-hmm.
and a prize for best taste, and you will win a skybox to any game this year at the Mavericks.
That's cool. How fun.
Opening game will actually be 3 days later because we're on May the 5th.
Yep.
But the winner will win a skybox for you and 11 of your friends to any game. Well, not, there's a couple exemptions, but basically you get to go to a game.
That's awesome.
And I think you're going to offer some of your classes as a prize too.
We are, and we don't know the details of all of that yet. We're still hashing that out, but I'm thinking I would like to offer an internship.
Oh,
for them to be able to come on board for a little bit and learn from my cake artist that has 20 years of experience, wow, and myself, and, you know, be able to maybe send them in a cool new direction.
Yeah.
So or enhance their hobby.
Literally, this was a conversation that Michelle and I had about, oh, that's a real cake. We should do Cake Boss. And now we are. We're doing Cake Boss.
I love it.
But there's something else you're doing. And I want to make sure we get to this before we're out of time. You have formed a collaboration with one of our good friends, Michael Sublett.
Yes.
What are you doing?
So Odd Mose has asked me to be their collaboration partner for the Salem Capitals basketball games, all the home games. We will be providing the desserts, and they change each night.
Oh, okay.
So each home game will have a different themed dessert, different, you know, I think upcoming we're going to be doing two different flavors of cupcakes for this weekend. The Friday night 15th game is at 7:30, and the Saturday 16th game is at 6:30.
Okay.
So, a lot happening there.
Yeah.
Come by. You will see me slinging popcorn.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, not only is your products going to be there, but you'll be there as well?
I am. In fact, I will be doing whatever hands-on tasks are needed for Michael and his Odd Mose team.
Yep.
They're incredible. And just helping them provide some delicious food.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really cool what Jason Conrad has accomplished in a very short period of time.
Because agreed.
He brings this team to a market that has never really had a team, and he worked his tail off for 2 years. But now he's upped the game with food, because you got some pizza.
Right.
And then with my, oh, and he's upped with the drinks, because he's got Sandy and Brewing on board.
Right.
And then Mike's working alongside you, so you've got some really good desserts. Like, go to the basketball game. They're providing a good product in there. We're going to watch some really fun basketball. But you got some good food to go with it.
And it's not even that expensive. I can't recall the cost of the game.
Like $6 a ticket.
Yeah, it's next to nothing.
Yes.
You get to hang out with the
kids.
Her
cupcakes are going to be more than the tickets.
Right.
No, that's not true.
I'm just kidding.
Nice try.
Your tip for Michelle should be more than the cupcakes are.
Yes. All right, you guys. Well, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And you guys have a great and blessed day.